вы услышите два аудиотекста.
Внимательно прочитайте инструкцию. У вас есть одна минута, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием. Текст первый.
Jenny.
I think the most interesting route that I ever took was during an adventure tour across Central Asia. I took the trip with a friend of mine 2 years ago. We started off in Istanbul, Turkey, and then we traveled east along the old Silk Road across Asia, traveling by bicycle almost all of the time. We took buses and ferries a couple of times, and once we had to take a short flight by airplane, but everything else was done by leg power. It was a good thing we trained before starting our journey. We finally ended our trip a year later in northern India after cycling more than 10,000 kilometers. In total, we visited 10 different countries, including Azerbaijan, Uzbekistan, and China. And we traveled through all different kinds of landscapes, from snowy mountains to green hills to dry deserts, and even through tropical rainforests. It was the most fascinating journey of my life, definitely. As far as the highlights of our trip, I think what I enjoyed the most was meeting people from so many different cultures along the Silk Road, and people were so friendly. We often stayed in people's homes, and so we got to try lots of local dishes. We also learned a lot about folk music, and I even made recordings of some traditional musical instruments. It was fascinating. It was also interesting to cycle along the Silk Road and think that people traveled all that way in the past when there weren't any roads. I'd really recommend a trip like this to everyone, but you really need to be in good shape. It's a very long trip.
Текст второй.
Michael.
The most interesting journey that I've ever taken was probably the South American Challenge last autumn. It was a 15,000-kilometre trip that I took around South America with two friends. We started in Rio de Janeiro and went west through Brazil, Bolivia and Peru. Then we went south through Chile and Argentina. Oh, and the South American Challenge is a car rally, and we drove the whole way in a 1957 Mercedes-Benz. There were 29 other cars, and we came in 19th place, which wasn't too bad. The whole journey took us 6 weeks, and we saw some amazing countryside along the way. We saw rainforests in Brazil, and then the Iguazu Falls. After that, we headed to Bolivia and the capital city of La Paz. It's the highest capital city in the world. In Peru, we saw Lake Titicaca and Machu Picchu before turning south into Chile through the Atacama Desert, which is one of the hottest and driest places on the planet. It was an incredible experience. After that, we entered Patagonia in Argentina and continued south to Tierra del Fuego, the southernmost tip of the continent, where the rally ended. For me, the Andes Mountains were probably the highlight of the trip, and we followed them for most of the journey south. Along the way, there are so many different climates and cultures, as well as traditions for things like food, music, and clothing. But one thing we noticed in many places was yerba mate tea. People prepare it in a special gourd cup, and drinking mate is a very social activity, so we did it a lot. And that's another highlight of the trip. We met wonderful people everywhere we went, and I was really sorry to see the journey end, even though I was exhausted.
Прослушайте тексты повторно. Заполните пропуски в заданиях, используя одно слово или число.
Текст первый.
Jenny.
I think the most interesting route that I ever took was during an adventure tour across Central Asia. I took the trip with a friend of mine 2 years ago. We started off in Istanbul, Turkey, and then we traveled east along the old Silk Road across Asia, traveling by bicycle almost all of the time. We took buses and ferries a couple of times, and once we had to take a short flight by airplane, but everything else was done by leg power. It was a good thing we trained before starting our journey. We finally ended our trip a year later in northern India after cycling more than 10,000 kilometers. In total, we visited 10 different countries, including Azerbaijan, Uzbekistan, and China. And we traveled through all different kinds of landscapes, from snowy mountains to green hills to dry deserts, and even through tropical rainforests. It was the most fascinating journey of my life, definitely. As far as the highlights of our trip, I think what I enjoyed the most was meeting people from so many different cultures along the Silk Road, and people were so friendly. We often stayed in people's homes, and so we got to try lots of local dishes. We also learned a lot about folk music, and I even made recordings of some traditional musical instruments. It was fascinating. It was also interesting to cycle along the Silk Road and think that people traveled all that way in the past when there weren't any roads. I'd really recommend a trip like this to everyone, but you really need to be in good shape. It's a very long trip.
Текст второй.
Майкл.
The most interesting journey that I've ever taken was probably the South American Challenge last autumn. It was a 15,000-kilometre trip that I took around South America with two friends. We started in Rio de Janeiro and went west through Brazil, Bolivia and Peru. Then we went south through Chile and Argentina. Oh, and the South American Challenge is a car rally, and we drove the whole way in a 1957 Mercedes-Benz. There were 29 other cars, and we came in 19th place, which wasn't too bad. The whole journey took us 6 weeks, and we saw some amazing countryside along the way. We saw rainforests in Brazil, and then the Iguazu Falls. After that, we headed to Bolivia and the capital city of La Paz. It's the highest capital city in the world. In Peru, we saw Lake Titicaca and Machu Picchu before turning south into Chile through the Atacama Desert, which is one of the hottest and driest places on the planet. It was an incredible experience. After that, we entered Patagonia in Argentina and continued south to Tierra del Fuego, the southernmost tip of the continent, where the rally ended. For me, the Andes Mountains were probably the highlight of the trip, and we followed them for most of the journey south. Along the way, there are so many different climates and cultures, as well as traditions for things like food, music and clothing. But one thing we noticed in many places was yerba mate tea. People prepare it in a special gourd cup, and drinking mate is a very social activity, so we did it a lot. And that's another highlight of the trip. We met wonderful people everywhere we went, and I was really sorry to see the journey end, even though I was exhausted.
Перенесите ответы в бланк ответов.